In Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber says, "Hemid lechi b'emtsa mavli." If you place a lechi in across the middle, in the middle of the mavli. Im yesh chatzer mehalechi v'lechutz. If there is a chatzer that you can enter from the mavli in the area between the lechi and the outside, and the people who live in the other chatzers make a lechi there also at the entrance of the mavli, then they now prohibit each other until they are mishtatef, until they join together to form an eruv. But if there's no chatzer in that area, or there is a chatzer there, but the outside people haven't made a lechi at the entrance to the mavui, shemin halechi v'lifnim mutarim, from lechi and inward you can use, but from the lechi and outwards you would not be able to carry. But if instead of putting a lechi in the middle, they put up two boards, opas arba, im eino rachav yoser me'eser, or a board of four. Osha asu tzuras ha-pesach imu rachav yoser me'eser, or you make a tzuras ha-pesach in that area. Afilu im yesh chatzer me'hatikon v'lachutz asu gam achitzonim tikon l'rosh ha-mavoy kolecha yachal ha-arev niyem mutar b'chalko. You would now be able to make their own Erev for their own area. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that in the first case they have to make an Erev together is because in general when it comes to Mavuos, after they have made a Lechi or a Korah, people generally join together in that Mavui, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to carry from the Chatzar to the Mavui. And since that's what usually happens, then the people of the Mavui are not able to split up and make their own groups. Rather, they need to join together entirely, because that's usually what happens in a mavui, as we're afraid that people might end up making a mistake if we don't do that. If you put the boards in the middle, though, or tzur zbechas in the middle, so now you have split up the mavui into two different reshuyos, and therefore they cannot prohibit one another. That which we said you can put a mavui, a lechi in the middle. Huadin lahamid kor b'emsa mavui. You could put a korah in the middle as well, if you want to. V'cholze b'sheyesh ba'oso chatzim mavui ha'mukhshar toras mavui. That's only if in the half of area of the mavui you still have the requirements of a mavui. Shelo yarko pachos me'arba'amos, that it's still four wide, long. She'arko yasar rachbo, and that it's longer than its width. Shibatam v'chasiru sukha masocha, and that there are homes open to chatzeros which are open to the mavui. Halavachi, but if you don't have that in that area, then tzarech pasmashu mikan, upasmashu mikan, upasar b'tzar echad, then you need to do a different type of tikkun instead. If you have a mavi that's 20 long, that's 20 wide, osa pas rachav arba amos umamido beemtza. You can put a pas four wide in the middle of the mavi in order to split it into two separate mavis. V'chashuv kol tzav mitzidei pas kemavi b'fnei atzmo kemitzorech pas arba amos. V'yiten kor b'rosha, and then you just put a korah over the entire width of the mavi at the entrance, so that you're using one korah to go across what actually becomes two separate mavis. Obviously, we're talking about where you don't want to put a petzuras ha-pesach at the entrance to the mavui, because that would work no matter how wide the entrance to the mavui is. But if you don't want to do that, so then you would need to put up a pas in the middle, which will split the orech, the length of the mavui, instead. The Mishnah Berurah says that this pas also has to be at least 10 tefachim high, because it has to have the status of a wall of the mavui. And as well, you can use lechayayim or lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side as well, instead of putting this pas. You wouldn't put lechis on the ends of the mavui, rather you would put them in the middle of the mavui, once again splitting up the mavui into two different mavuis. The Mechaber continues, the korah has to be on the board or within three tefachim of that board. Once again, the two separate mavuis that you've now created have to have the requirements of a mavui, because otherwise it will have a chatzer, in which case a korah will not help.